It's Cole and Company, the Cedar Valley's maximum sports talk show.
If you don't love it, leave it.
Afternoons from 5 to 6 on 1650 The Fan.
A little bouncer slowly toward Bryant. He will glove it and throw to Rizzo. It's in time. And the Chicago Cubs win the World Series.
At 102.3 FM.
Cyclones won't foul. Cousins just dribbles out the clock. And Iowa State has knocked off the number one team in the country, Oklahoma.
On the 1650 The Fan app.
Farouk Benesh, a three. Good!
You can't be serious with that shot.
And streaming online at 1650thefan.com.
This is what's great about sports. This is what the greatest thing about sports is. You play to win the game. Hello? You play to win the game.
And now, here's your host.
I know I'm smarter than that some
Colbert.
Well, good afternoon, everybody. Welcome in. I am your host, Cole Bear. Hope you had an outstanding weekend. Hope your Monday is doing right by you. It is January 16 of 2023. And as usual, a absolutely loaded show on the way. First things first, however you are tuned in, know that I appreciate it, whether it's on 1650 AM, 102.3 FM on our mobile app on your smart speaker, or streaming online at 1650thefan.com. Make sure you follow us on Twitter at 1650KCNZ. I'm on Twitter at RealColeBear. Give me a follow and like the Facebook page. If you type in 1650thefan, you'll find us. Hammer that like button, and your experience on the old Zuck machine will improve. I've ran the numbers. I can guarantee it. Also, make sure that you bookmark that website, not only for the stream, but you can get the podcast of this show there. You can also get all sorts of local and statewide sports content. You won't regret visiting the website on a regular basis, so bookmark it, 1650thefan.com. Number to dial today if you want to join in with any questions or comments, 319-277-1918. That's 319-277-1918. Or you can dial 800-913-9479. Or you could email the show, questions, comments. Maybe there's something or someone you'd like to hear about or from on a future show. By all means, fire away. Just know I might read it on the show. Try to keep your profanities to a minimum. Email address is Cole. C-O-L-E at 1650thefan.com. Coming up here in just a few short moments, we will, as always, get it going in the first segment with area sports news and scores for your Monday. After we're done there, we take the first time out, get you a CBS Sports Flash, a VSiN Action update as well from Brent Musburger and the guys in Vegas, and a forecast from Megan Mulford as we get going here with this week. And a little rain, obviously, to start the day today, but things have leveled out decently, it seems like. We had some mild weather over the weekend, so very much looking forward to, hopefully, a continued trend here. I can deal with the 40s in January, so I hope those stick around. Anyways, when we come back from that first break, we will be joined, like usual, by John Walters, the Iowa State men's basketball play-by-play voice. You heard it right here on Saturday, the Iowa State men's basketball team with a narrow loss on the road at second-ranked Kansas. What a game that was. And, of course, we will look back on that, break it all down with John, and also look forward to another tough game. I mean, welcome to the Big 12 Conference, right? The Cyclones, they get just enough time to catch their breath after fighting like crazy down in Lawrence to get a win and coming up just short. They turn right around tomorrow night. Another game, of course, you'll hear right here on your official station for Cyclone Nation. That is the Iowa State men playing host to seventh-ranked Texas. So we'll also have John give us a preview of what the Longhorns will be bringing to Ames tomorrow night to challenge the Cyclones with. So look forward to that coming up in the next segment of today's show. Of course, as well, it is a Monday night, so that typically means that The Cyclone Coaches Corner can be heard from 6:30 to 8. That is the case tonight. And we've got Monday Night Football Playoff Edition tonight after the Coaches Corner. It's the finale of the Super Wild Card Weekend in the NFL. And boy, did that ever deliver some really, really good games. The Chargers chargered, the Vikings Vikinged, and I suppose all is right in the NFL football world. Yeah, I can hear you, Viking fan. If you're salty about me saying that, you're going, well, you're Bears. I mean, number one pick, congrats. Stinkiest team in the NFL. Yeah, we were. We were. But I just, how emotionally damaged are you, Vikings fan? The ability for the Minnesota Vikings to win enough games to reach the playoffs and then so very clearly not have what it takes to be real challengers in the playoffs. Football purgatory? I mean, I don't think that's out of bounds. It's obviously got to be frustrating. And Mark Simpson, my great colleague, you'll hear him tomorrow morning between 6 and 8. You heard him this morning. He walked in when I got into the office and said, man, I was expecting it. I mean, that's how damaged you poor Vikings fans are. It's like same but different when I think about the damage being a Cubs fan prior to the World Series win in 2016, where even when you made the playoffs, you're like, well, I mean, the wheels are going to fall off at some point. I mean, it's, of course that's going to happen. That's not a fun place to be. And I like the new coach too, right? The Sean McVay disciple. But yeah, they pay me to have an opinion. They pay me to have a take. I don't know what's going to fix it for you, Vikings fans. I don't. And as a Bears fan, quite frankly, I don't care a whole lot. But, boy, I'm not sure I want anybody to suffer this bad. Maybe St. Louis Cardinals fans, but not necessarily Vikings fans. So I guess I have a little bit of compassion. But, man, and you know what? It wasn't as bad as the Chargers, Vikings fans. It wasn't. Oh, my goodness, what a choke job by them. And then also, too, okay, Al Michaels and Tony Dungy have gotten absolutely dragged through the mud for their melatonin play-by-play and color commentary of that game, and rightfully so. The fact that there's all these well-compensated executives at NBC, they get around a what I would imagine would be a very high-priced wooden table, not made out of pine, and go, all right, we got these games, and we only got so many people. Mike Tirico's only one man. Chris Collinsworth is only one man. Who are we going to put on these games? Man, how did you not know to leave Tony Dungy in the studio? And I like Tony Dungy. I do. He's just not cut out for doing color commentary. And Al Michaels, man, has been a sourpuss all year on Amazon Prime, and albeit he had his reasons, but come on, man. And here's the thing, too. Al, you're 78 years old. You cannot tell me you don't have enough money. It's time. It's time. Get out of the way for another younger guy who's hungry, is going to give us what we deserved in a game like that. So there you go. There you have my piece on that. Also, want to mention, I wasn't, you and I, men's basketball, had its four-game winning streak snapped by Belmont on Saturday afternoon in Nashville. Bruins got a really good team. What a great add they are to the Missouri Valley Conference. You and I could have folded when they were down. It was like 15 or 16 with about 15, 14 minutes in the second half, and they didn't. They fought all the way back and made it a game, and there's a lot of parity in the Missouri Valley Conference. We'll talk later about it this week on the show, but that should be a really exciting race here down the stretch, and Belmont, by all means, is going to be in the thick of it, and they're going to be a tough out down at Arch Madness in St. Louis come early March. So a good sports weekend. Maybe not for you, Viking fan or Charger fan, if you're out there, but I thought it was a really good sports weekend, even though the Cyclones and Panthers took a couple L's, and obviously I know some of our listeners out there not happy with how it ended up for their NFL teams. But nonetheless, I was entertained, so what more can you really ask for? All right. As I mentioned, John Walters in the second segment of today's show. After we're done talking to John, we'll take a timeout near the bottom of the hour, get your Radio Iowa Sports with Todd Kim, come back on the other side of that break, and we'll get audio from UNI men's basketball coach Ben Jacobson on the narrow loss at Belmont, a preview of this Wednesday's game at McLeod Center against Illinois State. Panthers won the first one back on December 31st. They need another win against a Redbirds team who, to this point, they've been better than. So they need that win by nature of that and other obvious factors. But we'll get audio from Coach Jake in the third segment on the Panthers, and we'll take the final time out after we're done there, get you an NFL Network update, as well as Dan Patrick's Above the Noise commentary. All right, let's dive right in here. The Cedar Falls girls wrestling team had another strong showing this weekend. The Tigers won the 17-team Waukee Northwest Invitational on Saturday, finishing with 221.5 points. Ames and Dallas Center Grimes were the runners-up with 164 points. Cedar Falls' Hope Cotello grabbed first place at 110. Meanwhile, taking second place finishes for the Tigers was April Hauser at 125, Lainey Schreck at 135, and Lauren Nichols at 155. Meanwhile, tonight in Metro basketball, Waterloo Columbus travels to Applington Parkersburg for a varsity girl-boy doubleheader. The Waterloo Blackhawks remained hot over the weekend, picking up a pair of come-from-behind wins over the Des Moines Buccaneers, extending their winning streak to six games. Waterloo remains in third place in the USHL Western Conference with 40 points, now just 1 point behind second place Lincoln and only 5 points behind first place Fargo. Blackhawks next play Friday at Chicago, and they will play with some added firepower as the Hawks have traded for Miko Matika from Madison in exchange for first-year forward Oliver Flynn plus two 2023 draft picks. Matika is a 6'3" forward from Finland, and he's currently tied for fourth in scoring in the USHL with 16 goals and 35 points. He's a draft pick of the Arizona Coyotes. Yesterday in women's college basketball, Texas broke open a close game with a 13-0 run in the fourth quarter, defeating 15th-ranked Iowa State 68-53. Ashley Jones had 21 for Iowa State in that loss, also grabbed 6 rebounds to become the program's all-time leading rebounder. The UNI women's basketball team ended its game against Evansville yesterday on a 7-0 run to earn a 73-68 win. With the win, the Panthers stay in a first-place tie with Illinois State in the Missouri Valley Conference at 5-1. Four UNI players were in double figures. Grace Buffelli led the way with 17. The Panthers return home on Thursday when they play host to Valpo. The Iowa men's basketball team picked up its fourth straight win yesterday, defeating Maryland 81-67. Iowa improves to 12-6 overall in the season and 4-3 in the Big Ten. They were led by Tony Perkins' career-high 22. The Hawkeyes return to the court on Wednesday when they play host to Northwestern. Iowa State men's basketball has moved up two spots in this week's AP Top 25 from 14th to 12th. Houston remains number one. Kansas stays at number two. Purdue is third. And that Iowa State men's basketball team, as I mentioned, back in action tomorrow night, hosting 7th-ranked Texas. You can hear that coverage right here on The Fan, your official station for Cyclone Nation. Pregame at 6, tip-off at 7. Meanwhile, in the AP Women's Top 25, Iowa goes up, Iowa State goes down. Hawkeyes up two spots to number 10. Cyclones down three spots to number 18. South Carolina remains top-ranked. All right, let's take this time out. CBS Sports Flash, VSiN Action Update, and a forecast all coming your way. When we come back, we break it all down. The narrow loss at Kansas. Tomorrow night's big game against 7th-ranked Texas. John Walters, Iowa State, play-by-play voice next on this Monday edition of Cole & Company right here on The Fan.
This is Brent Musburger's VSiN Action Update on 1650 The Fan.
Check out VSiN's catalog of original podcasts, daily and weekly programming to keep you in the know when you're on the go. Only at VSIN.com. Now, here are the latest lines from my guys in the desert.
Updated odds to win the AFC Championship. The Chiefs at plus 160, the Bills behind them at plus 220, and the Bengals at plus 325. In the NFC, the 49ers at plus 160, the Eagles at plus 220, and the Cowboys at plus 250. Last spot in the divisional round on the line tonight when the Cowboys travel to Tampa Bay to take on the Bucks. Dallas a 2.5-point road favorite, 45.5 the total. Divisional round games already set. The Jaguars opening as an 8.5-point underdog Saturday at the Chiefs. Eagles a 7-point favorite at home against the Giants. And the Bengals +4.5 in Buffalo against the Bills Sunday.
I'm Trey Westerberg, 1650 The Fan.
Waterloo Schools just built a state-of-the-art classroom specifically to teach students a new cybersecurity course. Our cybersecurity students travel across the country to compete and win in those national competitions. Talk about bold. It's a collegiate-level academic experience, and our students in the Cedar Valley can have it tuition-free right here at the Waterloo Career Center. Students just like Obed.
My name is Obed, and my bold is saving the world from hackers.
Obed started as a young student in our English Language Learner program, and now he's a senior eager to save the world from hackers. Hackers through cybersecurity.
Cybersecurity does not care about the perfect English or language. What cybersecurity cares about is the willingness to want to learn and having the heart to protect.
Do you have a middle or high school student in your life? What's their bold? Help them find it at the Waterloo Career Center. Give us a call at 319-433-1803 to schedule your visit at the WCC. Again, that number is 319-433-1803. With us, the future is now.
Safety in the workplace is vital to your business. The U.S. Department of Labor states over 38,000 workplace illnesses and injuries happen in Iowa each year. Some of these could be avoided with proper markings. I'm Les with A-Line Striping and Sweeping. We'll clearly and visibly mark pedestrian areas and danger zones in your warehouse or factory, as well as storage areas, increasing organization and safety in your operation. My team is professional and our equipment is top of the line, ensuring maximum quality and customer satisfaction. Visit us online at A-Line Striping.
Sports Flash.
I'll take Jim Harbaugh's name out of the NFL coaching carousel. He is remaining at Michigan for a 9th season with the Wolverines. The thrilling Super Wild Card weekend comes to an end tonight with Dallas taking on the Bucks in Tampa Bay. Ohio State quarterback C.J. Stroud headed to the NFL draft as expected, and Bengals tackle Jonah Williams suffered a dislocated kneecap in last night's win. He's considered week to week. In the NBA today, it was a 51-point performance for Jason Tatum in the Celtics' 130-118 win in Charlotte. The Bucks topped the Pacers 132-119. Drew Holiday, 35 points, 11 assists. The Cavaliers down the Pelicans 115, make that 113-103, while the Warriors topped the Wizards 127-118 as Jordan Poole had 32 in the win. Raptors and Knicks tied at 110 in overtime. Right now in the fourth, it's the Hawks 109, the Heat 96, and the Timberwolves in front of the Jazz 77-76 in the third. Zach Edey with a bucket in the final seconds, lifting Purdue over Michigan State 64-63 at 32 points and 17 rebounds. NHL action, the Avalanche double up the Red Wings 6-3, Panthers 4, Sabres 1, and the Bruins blank the Flyers 6-0. I'm Rich Ackerman.
Iowa State basketball is on your smart speaker. Just say, hey, Google, play 1650 The Fan.
I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford with your weatherology forecast. Overcast tonight with a chance for scattered rain showers. Lows level off around 32. Winds out of the west, 10 to 15 miles an hour. Highs level off around 37. Tomorrow, cloudy. Tomorrow night, lows around 26. Chance for mixed precipitation Wednesday. Chance for snow on Thursday. 4 to 8 inches of snow Wednesday through Wednesday night. With your weatherology Cedar Valley forecast, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford. Right now, it's 44.
Cole & Company with Colbert. Afternoons from 5 to 6 on 1650 The Fan and 102.3 FM. Brass Monkey!
Welcome back. A Monday edition of the show continues. You heard it on Saturday here on The Fan. A Big 12 showdown between second-ranked Kansas and now 12th-ranked Iowa State men's basketball. 62-60 was the final in favor of the Jayhawks. But I thought that game, for as much on the show as we've been talking about just the epic strength of the Big 12 conference this season, I thought it was on full display in that game, despite the Cyclones coming up short. And John Walters, of course, who had the play-by-play on the Cyclone Radio Network, joins us now. Follow John on Twitter at JW Cyclones TV. John, as always, thanks so much for being here. Kind of as I was talking there, setting this up, it's just two of the best teams in the best conference just trading blows in that game on Saturday. What a entertaining clash. And, it's unfortunate the Cyclones come out on the short side of this. But I was encouraged to see what I would hoped was going to be the case, that, the voters in the AP Top 25 today realized just how serious of a team, of a threat this Iowa State group is by nature of them moving up despite that loss.
Yeah, it's rare when a team moves up in the poll with a loss, but, they also had that 34-point win over Texas Tech, which I think opened a lot of eyes. And, then to play Kansas, which is the top team in the league, on their home floor, as close as Iowa State did, I think proved to people that Iowa State absolutely does belong in that conversation of the top teams in the Big 12 Conference. And, it's tough to win an Allen Fieldhouse. Iowa State's done it more than any other Big 12 school, but it's still very difficult to do. And, people will ask you a lot, as a broadcaster, say, what's your favorite place to go to a game, other than Hilton? And I'll always say Allen Fieldhouse for me, because I just love the challenge of going in there and seeing if you could beat their team. You know that if you do it, you're beating a great, great team. And, it's funny, Iowa State's probably won a handful of games at Texas Tech and a handful of games at Oklahoma through the years. And I remember little bits and pieces of parts of those games, but the wins in Allen Fieldhouse, you remember just about every detail. And it sticks with you for a long time. And Iowa State, on top of that, had a lot of close calls in that building where they played very well and just gotten narrowly edged at the end. And this was another example of that. But, TJ and his guys showed a lot of heart. Played really, really well, and they're great team chemistry type of group. This is probably not a team that's going to have a first team All Big 12 selection. Maybe they will in Gabe Kelscher if he keeps playing the way he is right now. But for the most part, they're not a bunch of stars. They haven't had a Big 12 Player of the Week yet, and yet here they are going toe to toe with Kansas, which is going to have several of those guys playing in the NBA. So it shows you that the sum of the parts sometimes can be better than the parts are individually. And I think with this group, that's certainly the case.
John, I want to, kind of hammer down on what you point out there. We're in the times that the Cyclones have won, at Fog Allen Fieldhouse, that you remember those moments, because it seems that that's such a demanding arena. It's basically what, Cameron Indoor is to the ACC, where in any time you're fortunate enough to go down there and win, you're going to have a half dozen at least signature plays probably in the second half to be able to win that game. A lot of times we'll look back on a win or a loss and go, that play and that play. But it's got to be, you got to have more than that, more than the usual to go down there and win.
You do. You have to bring your A game, number one. And then a lot of times you got to hope they don't quite bring their A game, And I can think back to, as you mentioned, key baskets. I've called two wins there for Iowa State. One was Curtis Stinson winning in overtime in 2005. The other one was Iowa State hitting a school record 18 threes in 2017, and Deontay Burton had seven of them. and Naz Long at six. And Iowa State winning down there. And in both cases, two-point win. And even going back to Marcus Fizer and then Jamal Tinsley, one in their back-to-back years, those two victories were, I think one was a two-point win, one was a three-point win. So if you do beat them, you're probably not going to blow them out. Those are the wins for Iowa State in the Big 12 era in that building. But as I mentioned, there's been about probably a half dozen other times at least when I've been calling the games where it's come right down to the last possession, including last year, a 61-60 loss, and then this year, a 62-60 loss. So, getting to the hump is one thing. Getting over the hump is another. And you've got to play exceptionally well, almost perfect down the stretch to make that happen. But, you know, each year in these last two, Iowa State had a shot at the end for the win. Gabe Kelscher had a pretty open corner three to win it last year down there.
Yeah.
And then this year, Caleb didn't get a great look mostly because Kansas had two fouls to give, and so they could be very aggressive defensively, and it kind of limited what Iowa State could do offensively. But, you know, they didn't get a great look, but they did get a shot to win the game that hit the rim. And, you know, I mean, what more could you ask? And that shows that they had to play really well to put themselves in that position.
John Walters of the Cyclone Radio Network, our guest right now on this Monday edition of Cole & Company. Follow him on Twitter at JW Cyclones TV. Cyclones Coaches Corner coming up tonight here on The Fan from 6:30 to 8. John, you mentioned Gabe Kelscher earlier, and we've talked the last couple times you've been on the show about just how well Gabe has been playing since moving into the starting lineup for an injured Jazz Kuntz. The impression that I got watching that game at Kansas and the shots that he was making and the moments that he was making them, and I don't want to get out over my skis, but I'm the radio host, so I can, is that in all my years of watching and covering college basketball, we will see from time to time seniors that just elevate their game and they just go on a run with the end of their careers. They find something. You know, I'm guessing it's as much or more mental as it is physical. And that was my takeaway. You know, Gabe's been stacking these games. Not to say that he won't have a game where maybe he struggles a little bit, but he just seems like he's that senior who's locked in and looks like he is just hell-bent on, I'm going to give everything and more that I have to this team, and he's found something.
You know, I think you're very accurate with that assessment. I do. And I do think it's greatly mental, but there's a part of it that is physical, and that's just the relentless nature of getting in the gym and fine-tuning your shot, which Gabe has done. He will put in more hours in the gym than anybody. And then the more important part of the equation, as you said, is the mental part of it. And I just think Gabe is in such a good place mentally right now that he's at peace with who he is and what he can do for this team, and the leadership and all those elements are just really coming into place for him. He loves his teammates. They play together as a team. You've got a great point guard that really tries to put his teammates ahead of himself. And I just feel like it's all coming together where Gabe can really flourish. He's always been great on the defensive end of the floor, and that's why he's always brought value to the basketball team, no matter what he's doing on the offensive end. But to combine what he does defensively, and to me there's not a better guard defensively in the Big 12 Conference than Gabe Kelscher, and you combine that with now what he's doing on the offensive end, which is, you know, not taking as many bad shots, to be honest, as he did a year ago. I think mm-hmm. Gabe kind of forced things a little bit a year ago, and this year he's just kind of letting the game come to him. If you go back to late last season, the Wisconsin game in the NCAA tournament was a good example. Gabe was doing a better job of getting the ball a little bit further, closer to the basket, getting some two-point shots off, getting some lean-in jumpers, and some teardrops, and fadeaways. He's pretty good at those shots, but he wasn't taking a lot of them early last season. It was threes or layups. But I think he's really found that mid-range game. And now, you know, he's got the whole package of that mid-range game, the ability to get to the basket and finish, and the ability to hit threes. And he just has got confidence oozing out of him right now. And
Yeah.
You love to see that, man, because you want seniors to play their best at the end of their careers. John Haycock's often told me about football that if you're going to have a special season, your seniors have to have the best year of their careers by far. And that's exactly what Gabe's doing on the basketball floor. And so it gives you hope that Iowa State can have a special season.
No doubt about it. I was also impressed with Oshun Oshuni. You know, we've seen games like he had, but to make, you know, the plays that he made – in the moments that he made them, in the environment like we talked about, I was just really impressed. I really like the way that he seems to be moving within the offense, and he seems to be playing with some really, really good confidence, John.
Well, I think they've kind of found his sweet spot, which is mostly facing the basket, not playing with his back to the basket, and just catching in the spots where he's got a decent touch. You know, he shoots that little one-hander from about 12 feet and with a lot of accuracy, and he did on Saturday. And so that's a nice part to add to his game. They were kind of using him like Kansas uses KJ Adams, and it's kind of the same role. And Oshuni is a guy who can be a dominant player on the defensive end of the floor. He's being asked to do different things this year defensively than he was at St. Bonaventure, where he blocked over 300 shots in his career. He's still blocking some shots, but not as many because he's out guarding on the perimeter. But as TJ said today, now he's discovering that at the end of the possession, typically his guy that he's guarding is going to end up closer to the basket. And so he's still able to get in there and block some shots, which he's really doing at a pretty good level in these last few games. But on top of that, he's rebounding better than he had been earlier in the year. Mm-hmm. In Big 12 games, Shun is Iowa State's leading rebounder. That wasn't the case in the non-conference. And so he's doing a lot of the little things that are giving him more minutes and more opportunities. And you can just see him get more and more comfortable out there, and it really helps Iowa State.
Yeah, he really does when he's in good form. A couple more minutes here with John Walters, Iowa State men's basketball play-by-play voice on this Monday edition of Cole & Company. John, it's the Big 12, and it's a gauntlet like we've talked, and no better evidence than going from having to play on the road on Saturday at second-ranked Kansas, turning around just a handful of days later and hosting seventh-ranked Texas. Obviously, Texas has kind of been embroiled in a little bit of off-the-court controversy with the dismissal of their coach, Chris Beer, but there's just so much talent on this team that I expect they're going to keep their ship pointed in the right direction and continue to be a major factor. How specifically will this Texas team challenge the Cyclones tomorrow night at Hilton Coliseum?
Well, they're a really good team. I mean, as you mentioned, they have a lot of individual talent. And the off-the-court stuff that's happened with Texas, none of it involved their players.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think the further and further you get removed from Chris Beard in his situation, the less and less of a factor that becomes. Now, excuse me, Cole, I'm sorry. One thing that I will say is that I do think that they were probably a little bit more defensive-focused when Chris Beard was their head coach. I'm not saying that they're not a good defensive team. I think they still are. But they've opened things up a little bit offensively. They're allowing themselves a little more freedom. And so I think you could see a little bit higher scoring game than what we saw Saturday in Lawrence. Mm-hmm. I think you could see these two teams both really trying to get up and down the floor a little bit. Iowa State's really only going to run when they get turnovers or, you know, great fast break opportunities. But I think they will take their opportunities when they're there, especially on their home floor. I expect it to have a little pace to it this game.
John, grab a drink of water here. I'll give our listeners a little preview of tomorrow night's coverage as we've got Iowa State ranked 12th now in this week's AP Top 25, playing host to 7th-ranked Texas. Pregame coverage is going to begin at 6 tomorrow night, right after the show here on The Fan, and tip-off of that one between the Cyclones and Longhorns will be at 7 o'clock. As I mentioned earlier tonight on The Fan, we will have the finale of the Super Wild Card Weekend Monday Night Football Edition, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers playing host to the Dallas Cowboys, and we will join that game in progress at 8 o'clock tonight after the Cyclones Coach's Corner, of course, from 6:30 to 8. That's usually around the end of the first quarter, beginning of the second quarter of Monday Night Football. So look forward to that lineup tonight here on The Fan. And speaking of the Coach's Corner, just to get back to John here one last time, and as always, John, thanks so much for joining the show. What do we got lined up tonight on the Cyclones Coach's Corner?
Yes, I've got Eric Crawford. He's Iowa State's Director of Player Development. He's going to be here representing men's basketball. TJ had an important commitment that he had to keep tonight, so he's not able to make the show. And then, unfortunately, Coach Fenley's mom passed away over the weekend,
And
so he's gone back to Davenport. And so Jody Steyer is going to come in and take his place, but really looking forward to visiting with her as well. Two great representatives of those staffs, and excited to talk basketball with both of them because both teams in the top 20 nationally and playing very good, and excited to see what they have to say about the week coming up because it's a big week for both teams. And, you know, they're in a great spot, and it's exciting to think that they're here, you know, in the middle of January as we start leaning towards February, right in the thick of things in their conference races. So it's going to be, as I've said before, just a really fun winter in Hilton Coliseum, and you know, good news is that makes winter go fast. The next thing you know, it's spring and you've got the golf clubs out, Cole. So
yeah.
You can thank Cyclone, our Cyclone basketball teams for that.
No doubt. Looking forward to it. And you'll have to tell Coach Croft that Cole says hi. Can't wait to hear from him tonight on the Coach's Corner. John, thanks so much. Have a great night.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Cole. Appreciate it.
John Walters, Cyclone Radio Network, kind enough to join us on this Monday edition of Cole and Company. All right, let's take this final timeout, or excuse me, I'm getting ahead of myself. Let's take this timeout, not the final timeout. Let's take this timeout. Radio Iowa Sports with Todd Kim coming up during the break. On the other side, we will keep talking hoops. I've got audio from UNI men's basketball coach Ben Jacobson. Panthers had their four-game winning streak snapped by a really good Belmont team on Saturday down in Nashville. And they could have folded, and that game could have got really ugly in the second half when they were down, like I mentioned at the top. It was either 15 or 16 in that second half, and they fought back and made a game of it. They lose 76-72, and so Ben Jacobson spoke about that today, spoke about the upcoming opponent, Illinois State. Also, too, Bowen Bourne, UNI's leading scorer, the Missouri Valley's leading scorer, did not play the final 10 minutes of that loss to Belmont. And it's a calf injury that's or calf ailment. Whether you want to call it an ailment or an injury, it was enough to keep Bourne off the floor, as I mentioned, for the final 10 minutes. He's been getting treatment on it in the midst of games now, going, I think, for longer than the last 2 weeks. I asked Coach Jacobson about that today as well. So we'll get to all of it coming up right after this on a Monday edition of Cole and Company right here on The Fan.
This is Sports on Radio Iowa. I'm Todd Kim. Iowa State climbs two spots to 12th in the latest AP college basketball poll. The Cyclones are 4-1 in the Big 12 after a 62-60 loss at second-ranked Kansas and will host number 7 Texas tomorrow night. The Cyclones and Longhorns are two of the three teams tied for second place early in the league race.
Right now, the focus is on get better, keep controlling what we can control, be at our best on the nights we play the games, and all that stuff's going to figure itself out if we do that job.
That's ISU coach T.J. Otzelberger. Houston remains top-ranked in the AP survey. Kansas is second, Purdue third. Alabama and UCLA complete the top five. The Iowa Hawkeye women are back in the top 10. They're at number 10 in the latest AP poll. The Hawks are 14-4. Iowa State falls to number 18 this week. The Cyclones are 11-4 after a 68-53 Sunday loss at Texas. This is Radio Iowa.
Radio Iowa has been on the air for more than 35 years and now boasts more than 80 broadcast signals statewide. Award-winning journalists bringing you news and sports stories that are important to you and your family. Radio Iowa's unique position covering the start of the U.S. caucus and primary season means the next president's road to the White House begins in our house. We have the resources and social media presence to help you meet your business goals. Business owners, reach out for a meeting with a strategic marketing executive today at radioiowa.com.
Hi, Grandma. Can Nina come over for dinner?
Sure. I've been meaning to ask you, what would happen if someone offered you a drink?
Grandma!
If anyone ever does, I want you to say, no, I have too much respect for my family and I don't want to get in trouble.
I promise, Grandma.
They really do hear you. For tips on what to say, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov. That's underagedrinking.samhsa.gov. This message brought to you by SAMHSA and this station.
My name is Heather Marquez, and I am with Action Coach MindLinks. I had been focusing my business originally on leadership development, and after about 4 years, what I realized was there was something missing. And having a 25-year background in operations, I wasn't using any of that knowledge. When I found Action Coach, it really gave me the tools and resources to incorporate all of that and make the wheel I already had grow and be able to move faster. The important thing when I'm talking about Action Coach MindLinks to take into consideration is it's not where I'm coming in and I tell any business owner how to do their job. It's really about helping business owners become more educated, remind them of the things they already know, and then help them get clear so that they can take the actions that are going to help them get to the ultimate goals that they have. Visit my website at heathermarquez.actioncoach.com. A coach is about helping you get clear on what you should do based on your goals.
Knutson Chiropractic in Cedar Falls has proudly been helping the community for three generations. I'm Aaron Knutson. At Knutson Chiropractic, we want to help you achieve your full health potential. We want to not only add years to your life, but add life to your years. If you're young or old, a weekend warrior or a couch potato, we can help your aches and pains. Give us a call or text us or visit us online at KnutsonChiropractic.com. Always up front so you can leave the pain behind. Knutson Chiropractic in downtown Cedar Falls.
I can't believe she's making me move again. This better be the last time.
Caught in a move? Blue Line Moving and Storage has your back.
Honey, make sure you pack Grandma's china right.
Feeling overwhelmed? Let Blue Line Moving take over. Full service, local, and long distance moving.
If I have to pack one more box, I'm gonna...
Oh, and honey, pack the toilet paper last. It'll be the first thing we need.
Yes, honey. Well, if I could only find the remote.
Request a free estimate at BlueLineMoving.com. Don't break your back. Let Blue Line Moving and Storage do the work.
Finish your bathroom renovations with a new Homeworks bath fan from Menards. This bath fan features a Bluetooth speaker so you can enjoy your favorite music or listen to news, weather, or sports while the energy-efficient fan quietly ventilates your bathroom. Connect your smartphone, tablet, or other Bluetooth-enabled devices and automatically connect when in range. Get a strong, clear signal from up to 30 feet away. Save big money on Homeworks bath fans at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Always in moderation, right? Not with this guy. Get maximum sports from 5 to 6 right here on Cole & Company with Cole Bear.
Welcome back. Monday edition of the show rolling on. The Missouri Valley Conference held its weekly Zoom meeting with the league's coaches this morning, and you and I, Coach Ben Jacobson, touched on a number of items in his time today, including a narrow loss at Belmont on Saturday and thoughts on the Panthers' next opponent, Illinois State, who they'll face off against Wednesday night at McLeod Center. Coach Jake began today's call by speaking to his team's effort in Saturday's loss at Belmont to battle back from a double-digit second-half deficit.
Yeah, defensively, we were able to. They were terrific. You know, I thought the entire game, but really, really good in that first half, Ethan. And we just weren't able defensively to get a hold of possessions or get a hold of the game in any way, because they were giving it to us, and we had a hard time slowing them down. So, the ability that for that group. You know, the three freshmen out there, and Drewski and Titan, you know, for the most part, it was that group the last 12 minutes to be able to defend Belmont the way we did. I thought was really good for having some young guys out there, and then to be able to turn it into some offense. And, you know, I mentioned it after the game, and I think we all hear the word, you know, can you get some game pressure on the other team when you've been behind? And that group was able to do that. Right. So I just felt like defensively is where it had to start, Ethan, because we weren't, no matter how well we played offensively in that second half, we weren't going to catch them if we didn't guard them a little bit better. And so that's probably the thing that stuck with me the most, is the ability of that group to guard them, you know, better than we did in the first half.
Having now had a chance to go back and study the film of that close loss to Belmont, Coach Jake spoke about ways in which his team can improve going forward.
Yeah, you know, we weren't as aggressive defensively in the first half, and that was a shared one. You know, that's been pretty good to us, and we weren't as aggressive out of the gates defensively, and I made a mistake on that part of it from a scouting report standpoint, and then the guys just made some mistakes on a couple individual plays that led to some easier baskets for Belmont in the first half, You know, they got loose for a team that's that good, you know, making threes. They get 16 attempts, you know, and they made 10 of them, but they get 16 attempts in the first half when you know you've got to go out and you've got to make it a little bit harder on that three-point line. So, you know, that's something that – and it changes depending on who you're playing, right? Not everybody everybody plays a little bit different and has different strengths, but that was an area that we did not do a good enough job. We weren't aggressive enough defensively, and we didn't defend the three-point line well enough in the first half.
If you were tuned in the last segment, I told you that Bowen Bourne, you and I, and the Missouri Valley's leading scorer did not play the final 10 minutes of that loss on Saturday at Belmont. And we've seen Bowen Bourne, if you've been at the games recently over the past two, maybe 3 weeks now, that he's been getting the Theragun treatment on a calf of his during games. So I asked Coach Jacobson today, was that a coach's decision not to play Bowen the last 10 minutes, or is it attributable to what seems to be this calf injury and or ailment, whatever you want to call it, that we've seen him getting that treatment on, like I mentioned. Here's Coach Jake on Bowen Bourne's calf.
Yeah, his calf tightened up on him, Cole. And so he, that around the kind of 12, 13-minute mark, he had been out for 3 or 4 minutes, went back in, and that calf tightened up on him. And so we got him back out and just going to kind of see how it was. At that point, we were down double figures. That group did a great job. And I don't know that that I would have put him back in the game no matter what that score had gotten to, Cole. So the calf tightened up on him, and at that point, with what he's been dealing with over the last 2.5 weeks, Cole, it was it was time to get him out and just get to some rest. He's doing better today, so we'll see how he is when he gets to practice.
Could you elaborate at all just from what you've heard from Don on just the path forward with this?
Yeah, no more than just saw him this morning, and he said he feels good, Cole. But we didn't do anything in the way of practice or workouts this morning, so he won't know until he gets moving around a little bit. So hopefully at practice this afternoon, the pain is gone and he's able to get going pain-free when we get going. But I won't know until we get moving around this afternoon.
With Bourne's season being as productive as it has been so far, and that in the midst of injuries to starting guard Nate Heisey and starting center Austin Fife, Coach Jake was asked if he's surprised that the sophomore guard, Bowen Bourne, has been able to produce at this level like he has, leading the Missouri Valley in points per game.
In the spring, as you mentioned, we felt Fife was doing great. So in the spring, we were very confident that we were going to have Austin back for this season just because he was feeling so good. And, and then Nate, of course, was healthy spring, summer, fall, right? So, your team is at that point looks different, right, than it does right now. To your point about Bowen, I don't know that he would be averaging 20 a game if Fife and Nate were both out there, but he was going to be, in the mid-teens. So the number would be a little bit different, but the way in which he's playing, Jim, we were going to need him to do the same thing, right? He was just going to have a couple older guys out there with him that both, experienced in our league and both very good players. So I'm not surprised. The only piece that you don't know, once you don't have for us, you don't have Fife, and then Nate, then Nate's out is the guys around him, right? How soon are the guys around him going to be ready to do enough? And Titan has been terrific all year. We felt like he was going to, he was going to obviously have an increased role, and we thought he's going to be really good. He's been better than that. So Bowen's got some help from an older guy there. Since Cole's been back from his injury, Cole's played really well. James is playing better. So the older guys have started to play better. And then the young guys have gotten a lot better. And so that's the piece, for a guy like Bowen is, because if you don't have enough around him, it gets really hard. And when you got Fife and Heisey and Titan and Bowen, right, it's not as hard for any one of them because they've got each other. And then you got the young guys that can kind of figure it out a little bit and kind of find their way. I think what's helped Bowen is his teammates really trust him, and he has a great level of trust in his teammates. And we've had to get a lot better. And the guys we're playing better basketball right now. But he's got a lot of trust in his teammates. And he's willing to move that basketball, knowing that either we're going to get a good shot or he's going to get it back. And that's been a big part of it.
Next up for the Panthers is their second go around this conference season against Illinois State. You and I won the first matchup at Redbird Arena 66-60 on December 31st. Here's Coach Jake on the rematch.
They're coming off two really good games, and then their game with Southern the other day, they're up, I think it was 6, maybe 37-31 at halftime. So, just watching them, even though it's been a short amount of time, I think they're playing. They've leveled up defensively. I think they're doing some things that they weren't doing a couple weeks ago when we saw them. And just feel like they're playing good basketball. And a little bit like our team. You know, when we saw each other a couple weeks ago, I think we were both trying to really figure some things out. I know we were for sure. And coming out of the game against Illinois State, we were able to parlay that into a couple more, and we've played better. And it looks like Illinois State has done the same thing. Just getting back into them yesterday and watching what they did in the last three basketball games. In the second half, Southern, their defense really settled in and kind of got control of the game. But, for 2.5 games, Illinois State really played good basketball. So
there you have it. UNI men's basketball coach Ben Jacobson speaking today on the Missouri Valley Conference's league-wide Zoom coaches call. All right, let's take this final timeout, an NFL Network update, as well as Dan Patrick's commentary during this TO. We'll come back on the other side and wrap up this Monday edition of Cole & Company right here on The Fan.
I'm Chris Rose with NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network. The Bills held off Miami 34-31. Josh Allen turned the ball over three times, but threw for 352 yards and three scores. Rookie Skylar Thompson in Miami rallied from down 17-0 to stay in this one, but trailing by three with just over 2 minutes left, they failed on a fourth down try and never saw the ball again. The Bengals beat the Ravens 24-17. Joe Burrow had a passing score and a rushing touchdown, but the game changed when Ravens quarterback Tyler Huntley had a key fumble on the goal line that Sam Hubbard returned 98 yards for the go-ahead score. The Bengals shuffle off to Buffalo for the divisional round. The Giants stunned the Vikings 31-24 up in the Twin Cities. Daniel Jones threw for two scores and Saquon Barkley ran for two more. Kirk Cousins had three touchdowns but couldn't rally the Vikings late. The Giants will face the Eagles now in the divisional round. This has been NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network.
When it comes to thinking about retirement, there's lots to get ready for. But nothing more important than spending time doing the things we love for the ones we love. Because at the end of every journey, a new one is just beginning. So this is for the planners, the forward thinkers, and those ready to explore their wide open future. Our wealth management team is here to give you peace of mind for the best years of your life. Start your tomorrow with help from First Bank today.
In farming, you know being early means you're right on time. That's why the Roundup Ready Extend crop system created the Spray Early Weed Control Guarantee. When you spray before or at planting, you can protect your investment and give your farm an advantage all season long. Find the tools and resources you need to spray early and guarantee your weed control at RoundupReadyExtend.com/sprayearly. Guarantee is subject to program terms and conditions. Read and follow pesticide label directions, IRM, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
I think farming picked me. I didn't pick farming. I'm not afraid to try something new. It's my farm, my family, and our future. My Channel Seedsman gets that. I get access to innovative products with personalized advice backed by data to maximize my yield potential. With Channel, I know I'll prosper for years to come.
Define your future at channel.com/future. Read and follow pesticide label directions, IRM, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices. Copyright 2022 Bayer Group. All rights reserved.
I'm Dan Patrick, and this is Above the Noise. After an impressive collegiate career at Clemson, Trevor Lawrence struggled his rookie year in Jacksonville. But ever since Doug Peterson was named head coach, Lawrence has blossomed. Now, there are many ways to identify an elite quarterback, but overcoming adversity and the ability to elevate the talent around you, two of the most crucial traits. Lawrence put those tools on display Saturday night. After a dismal first half that featured four interceptions, he remained unfazed and led the Jags to a 27-point comeback win over the Chargers. If that wasn't impressive enough, Lawrence completed the comeback with a host of cast-off receivers. No Tyreek Hill or Justin Jefferson on the Jags roster. The team's leading receiver this year was Christian Kirk. With an inexperienced and young roster, a Super Bowl run will be a tall task for Jacksonville. But after the improvements we've seen from Trevor Lawrence this season, it's safe to say the Jags have found their quarterback of the future. I'm Dan Patrick, and this is Above the Noise.
This message is brought to you by Discover. Did you know you could reduce the number of unwanted calls and emails with online privacy protection? The latest innovation from Discover. Discover will help regularly remove your personal information like your name and address from 10 popular people search websites that could sell your data. And they'll do it for free. Activate in the Discover app. See terms and learn more. Discover.com/online privacy protection. That's Discover.com/online privacy protection.
Open up a Mercedes-Benz Sprinter van and you're opening up more than doors. You're unlocking potential with 16 body types, thousands of ways to customize. A Sprinter van is capable and versatile enough to help drive your ambitions as far as you want them to go. Now you could win your very own Mercedes-Benz Sprinter van customized by Gretsch RV by entering the Dan Patrick Show's Ultimate Fan Van Sweepstakes. To enter and get official rules, visit danpatrick.com for your chance to win.
You're listening to Cole & Company with Colbert. Follow Cole on Twitter at Real Colbert.
Welcome back for a final time on this Monday. Got to thank Iowa State men's basketball play-by-play voice John Walters for joining today's show. If you missed any of it, it'll be available shortly in podcast form at the website, 1650thefan.com. We have an absolutely loaded week of games here on The Fan. What's new, right? If you want to know what's coming up, make sure that you visit the broadcast calendar. You just go to 1650thefan.com. Hover your mouse over the on-air section of the homepage there, and then click broadcast calendar in the drop-down menu, and you'll see everything that you can listen to as far as games, both here on The Fan and our companion station, Cruisin' KCFI. Cyclone Coach's Corner coming up from 6:30 to 8 tonight. You'll hear John Walters once again, of course, during that 90 minutes. Then we'll join the finale of the Super Wild Card Weekend, Monday night wild card game. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers hosting the Dallas Cowboys. I don't know what to think of this game. I don't have a prediction. I know Tom Brady hasn't lost to the Cowboys in his career. At least I want to say I heard that. So I'll go with Brady and the Bucs, I guess. See you back here tomorrow at 5. Have a great night.
You've been listening to Cole & Company, the Cedar Valley's maximum sports talk show. Heard afternoons from 5 to 6 on 1650 The Fan and the all-new 102 at 102.3 FM.